Hi, it's Ellen DeGeneres. Welcome to my podcast. We're going to listen to some of the best moments from the show, and it's going to be hosted by four executive producers that I love. Happy listening.
On today's episode of Ellen on the Go, we chat all about Mother's Day, the Mother's Day show. Woohoo! Courtney Cox shows us why she's such a great friend and also a great Mother's Day guest. Christina Applegate is here, Ellen's friend Christina Applegate, whose daughter hijacks her phone and texts with Ellen. And this FedEx driver, he was the coolest guy. Also an ER doctor who was working at the first hospital to have a reported case of COVID-19 and then almost died from it.
Lives in the United States.
Yep. Yeah, in the United States, in Seattle, Washington, and does our show. And we're going to give everything from the Mother's Day show to five first-time pregnant podcast listeners.
That is correct.
Wow. I'm Ed Glavin.
That is correct.
I'm Mary Connolly.
I'm Andy Lassner.
I'm Kevin Lehman II, and my dogs have worms.
Oh, no.
Do
they? No. Yeah. How does that happen?
I don't know.
It's very common with puppies.
Yeah.
I've had it
happen.
Was something from the front yard, because they run out there every once in a while.
They probably ate something.
Darn it all. Anyway, welcome everybody. Ellen on the Go.
Welcome everyone.
They probably
to Andy and friends.
I had a whole thing I wanted to talk about, and then I don't know.
The worms took me out.
Dogs.
What were you going to talk about?
I was going to talk about how we're going to give away everything from our Mother's Day show to five first-time pregnant moms who also listen to the podcast.
Oh, I was going to talk about how worms can get transferred from dogs to humans, but that sounds better. Go ahead.
I'm just wondering if it's too narrow a field for us.
You know what, Mary? You underestimate us. You underestimate the power of this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Okay. These brilliant minds coming together.
Let me tell you the podcast pecking order, okay?
Okay, sure.
It goes that My Favorite Murder, right?
Yeah.
And then it goes that one with Jon Favreau, that Pod Across America.
Pod Save America.
Yeah. And then us.
Yep. Oh,
that's the order right now.
Yeah.
Super.
Yeah.
Dax is his sort of armchair quarterback.
Take out true crime podcasts, take out politics podcasts. We're number one.
We're number one. Oh. And a lot of people are calling us the premier entertainment podcast.
Yeah. If you take out podcasts with over five subscribers, we're one of the top ones. It's impressive.
But where's the question?
The growth.
We know
impressive.
Portia listens to. We know Portia listens to this. Do you think she's actually a subscriber?
No way.
No.
She wouldn't put her name on this.
No. And I'm going to promise you now that Portia's not driving to and from work.
Yeah, even she's not listening. Yeah, no. That's hurtful.
No. And she loves us, and she loves the podcast. Yeah. I just don't see it fitting into
into her day right now. Well,
I don't think you can force
it's her loss. It's her loss because the numbers have been really growing. I've been getting a lot of information from our management company since.
Who's our management company? I'm just curious.
Podcastguys.inc. And I've been getting some numbers.
Yeah,
share. It's like Netflix. We don't share all our numbers.
Right.
But let's just say there's been some growth.
Yeah. High two figures.
No, but we have added 2 to 3 regular listeners.
Whoa.
I'm talking about people who are listening on Tuesday and on Thursday. We've added 2 to 3 listeners.
Appointment
and
podcasters.
When you've only had 4 to start, you're talking about almost 100% growth. And I think that's
incredible.
That's something to brag about.
Yeah.
By the way, we won the People's Choice Podcast Award. We made fun of ourselves. We won it.
Yes.
The People's Choice Podcast Entertainment Award.
Right.
Yes. I'm fairly certain that was some kind of clerical error.
Oh, well, you know, we can knock ourselves all we want, but
yeah. Andy, it was the Peoples, P-E-E-P.
Oh, boy.
H-O-L-E-S.
Oh, the
Peoples.
No.
Mario Van Peoples?
Yes.
Different award show.
No.
Different
award show. I thought it was the People's Choice Podcast.
You got to read the words.
The point is, listeners, what we've done here with Andy and Friends is we've created a safe haven for you. We've created a place where you can come listen, where you can come and get inside the heads of the creative forces behind the Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah. You want
to You can't even finish your own sentence.
I couldn't do it.
You want to hear about earwigs. You want to hear about worms. You want to hear about the little hair above a men's butt crack. This is the podcast for you.
Can I ask you one question
for
our listeners?
Can I unsubscribe?
No.
Is earwigs... I need to hear this from our listeners. Earwigs at Ed's house. Is this something that you guys are being affected by? Ed is sweeping up earwigs by the dustpan full. He took a picture
thousands.
And sent it to us.
He used the word thousands.
Thousands.
Per day.
First of all, I was forced to learn what an earwig was, and it's not a great photo if you're going to look it up. And second of all, to have that many. So if you know anything about earwigs, and you also know Ed is a huge animal lover, so we don't want to exterminate them. We just want them to find a new home.
I have a bird, I have a dog, I have a cat. Yeah. We've had every number of critters.
You just don't want earwigs there.
Not 1,000 of them a day, no.
And if you know anything about earwigs, please write to us and tell us how and why. Yeah. This is happening at Ed Glavin's house.
He maybe shouldn't have moved next to an earwig farm. That might have been a
problem. This
and
is
if you
LA.
Can help Andy with his lice. Either yes. we need listeners to help us with
it. It just keeps circulating in my family.
In the family, around?
No, but here's an honest question.
What?
In LA, you say anything. Like Kevin will say, oh my God, I just cracked the window. One of us will go, oh, I have a good window guy.
I have a guy.
Is there an earwig guy?
That's a great question, because if there is, I haven't found him.
It seems like Ed might be the earwig guy.
Because we have exterminators. Yeah. We have exterminators, but for some reason, earwigs are not being treated that way. So if you know an earwig guy, please let us know.
Well, Mother's Day. We did
Mother's Day.
Oh, my God. What a Mother's Day show.
We did a Mother's Day show without having an audience full of in-person pregnant first-time mothers. It was so bizarre.
It was.
I know.
It was
one of my favorite shows of our regular season.
Me too.
I have to say, I had a moment of sadness that day when we were doing. Now, as you'll see, we did a Mother's Day show. We gifted moms galore. We did everything we do, but we didn't do it in person. And to say after 17 years to have that audience full of expectant moms, there is no other thing that we do every year that feels like that.
I know. Yeah. It feels so good.
It feels so good.
Well, we did get a couple. We got like 25 first-time pregnant moms on Zoom.
We did a little. We did the giveaways.
We did great.
It's just I miss that. Yeah. Oh,
I missed
under
it
the current
I wish
conditions,
we could do it
we
for
it
as
great.
Many people as possible.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But you know, some of the things we normally do with our show is we put, we take our video wall and we put in photos of all the newborn babies from the previous year's Mother's Day show. So you go, all these babies were in our audience last year and, you know, and now here they are. And then we usually, the trick is at the end of the show, we give away a stroller. And when we give away the stroller, we open the doors and staffers come out with their small kids. And that's always a really nice moment for us. And
I love
that. we miss sort of all those little moments of fun things to do. But it was fun to gift these moms.
We miss
seeing them in person.
Yeah. Here's a little bit of our Mother's Day show that we did that was a lot of fun for us.
Twitch, tell us about our first item.
Well, Ellen, I love these because memories are priceless. So shutterfly.com is the perfect destination for meaningful and personalized Mother's Day gifts.
You know I love my friends at Shutterfly. You're all getting a $500 Shutterfly gift card.
Oh, thank you.
What's next, Twitch?
Baby Harvest delivers clean and delicious food to your home. It's crafted by nutritionists and made with real fruits and veggies. Their smoothies, bowls, soups, snacks, and new flatbreads are ready to enjoy in minutes.
You are all getting a $500 Daily Harvest gift card.
Thank you.
The Honest Company diapers offer advanced leak protection, cloud-like comfort, and really stylish prints to keep your baby dry, happy, and fly.
You can all shop diapers and wipes with your $500 Honest gift card.
Amazing.
Yep. Whenever I ask this brand to be on my Mother's Day show, they always say yes. It's called Plum Organics. You can all buy it with a $300 Amazon gift card. And this is amazing. Plum Organics is donating $100,000 to No Kid Hungry. This will help feed kids during school closures and all year long.
Ellen, the Cybex Aeternum car seat is functional, safe, and thoughtfully designed.
Hopefully the quarantine will be over soon and we'll all start going places again. You're all getting the Cybex infant car seat.
Thank you.
Are the moms happy? I can't see.
They're very happy.
Yay, moms.
They're emotional. A couple of them are crying. They're very happy.
And by the way, props to the brands that stuck with us.
Who still step up.
Knowing it was going to be different, knowing that it wasn't going to have the same energy, stuck with us and provided hundreds and hundreds of those pieces of equipment, strollers and car seats and that Stoka chair. And it was really cool.
Everything you need.
Yeah. And Amazon gift cards. And it was really cool.
Yeah, it was terrific. And Courtney Cox was our lead guest on the show that day.
That is true.
And she was a friend, by the way, and a mom.
Very honest appearance by Courtney Cox.
Yeah.
Described her quarantine self as filled with rage.
Yeah. She had a lot to say. She was lovely, but she was honest. She had very good friends who contracted COVID-19, and that was super scary. And she talked about that.
But as I remember it, they're okay, right?
They're okay.
They both survived. Yeah.
They both survived. She talked about quarantining with her teenage daughter and what that was like. You know, she talked about how the Friends reunion didn't happen when it was supposed to because it was right at the time of the shutdown. Yeah.
It was supposed to be March 27th or something like that.
I could tell you everything she said, but why don't you listen to it right from Courtney? Here's a clip of Courtney.
So you're here for the Mother's Day show. First time moms, what kind of advice do you have for them?
First time. Okay. Sleep while you can. And when you have the baby, be careful with the kind of bed you buy them. Because Coco, she was obsessed with a princess bed. And I got her the nicest one. It was most comfortable. And I literally have not seen her since.
That's all good advice. Good, strong advice. Now, Johnny's not quarantining with you, right?
He was supposed to go to Switzerland to write. And instead, he had to go to England first. And then all of a sudden, that it happened and they called quarantine. So I have not seen him in so long. And you don't realize, I mean, we spend a lot of time on FaceTime, but now it's like, oh my God, I just miss his physical touch, just all of it. It's been hard. This is the longest time.
So the coronavirus, I didn't realize this because, you know, we've texted back and forth, but you actually had your friends who were staying with you contract COVID.
Yeah, you know, okay, so I've had two friends staying here. We were all safe. Everything was okay. They left for 3 days. And in those 3 days, they both got COVID. And one was completely asymptomatic. And the other, it took him down. They came back to the house. They didn't realize we're all here. I mean, very close. I mean, I've never been so close to, I mean, I was, you know, right with him. I didn't realize because we thought we were all safe. And it turns out that he had symptoms 3 days later. 3 days after that, he was in the hospital on a ventilator, kidneys shut down. This is a very young, athletic guy. And it's just crazy how it can hit some people. And his husband is completely asymptomatic. Now my friend is out of the hospital. And it was a miracle. It really was. But it touched home. It was scary.
Wow.
Kev.
Yes, love.
So we teased at the top of this podcast that we're going to give away five of everything, right?
Yeah.
We're going to give away five packages of everything we gave away on the Mother's Day show to pregnant podcast listeners. Now, is there any kind of gimmick you want to put on this? You want to use a hashtag? What do you want to do?
Let me think.
Yeah, you think about it. Did we lose Andy?
We lost Andy. Where'd Andy go?
He's just got knocked off Wi-Fi.
Let's talk about him while he's not here.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you want to say?
Well, we could make our contest thing with the hashtag about Andy. And he'll never know that this happened. All right.
That's great.
So if you would like to win these Mother's Day gifts, just tweet us or Instagram us with the hashtag Andy is not the father. I hope.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
And you just submit a picture of your little baby bump. You can submit a picture of your nursery that's ready to go. Anything that shows that you are currently expecting with the hashtag Andy is not the father, I hope. Got it?
This is why I go to Kevin.
Good luck, everybody.
That's why you go to Kevin.
Because his mind is devious, but it's said with such a sweet tone that you just,
Sure.
You
know?
Big smile.
Big
All right, so that's
Can
what we're going to
talk about a former Ellen DeGeneres show
staffer.
Oh
my gosh. Liz Feldman.
Yeah. How'd you guess?
We'll talk about Liz Feldman.
I do.
Because Liz Feldman was a writer on our show for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And then she left and she did a couple of other things. And then most recently,
she wrote for Two Broke Girls.
Yeah.
Beth
most
Bears
recently,
and
she created the show Dead to Me.
Yeah.
Starring Christina Applegate and Linda Cardellini.
And James
both
Marsden.
Both appeared on our show. And James Marsden, who is an upcoming guest on our show. But what did you want to say, Kev?
Well, that is kind of what I wanted to say, except that I was the writer's assistant when she started. And I wrote one of my very first monologues that Ellen did with Liz Feldman. And
really?
We've remained close friends to this day. And what I love is that it was a very hard decision for her to leave, but she didn't burn any bridges. She's still very close to all of us.
God, I apologize. I got knocked off Wi-Fi.
You guys, Andy's back, in case you can't tell.
Andy's back. We now have
God,
Andy back.
Were you talking about me?
Of course.
Not once.
I'm guessing you guys stopped the podcast
no.
while
no,
I was.
No, we didn't. But you did just interrupt the story about Liz Feldman.
Oh, sorry. Tell the Liz Feldman. My friend Liz Feldman, who created Dead to Me, go tell the story.
Yep. She just like... Ellen texted her when the show came out. She texts Ellen about this show. And then, of course, Ellen falls in love with the show because Liz is a mad genius. And the show, if you watched it, is so brilliant. And
so brilliant.
Ellen got to see season two before all of us, which I do not think is fair.
No, it doesn't seem fair.
She's loving it. And it just gets better and better. And there's some spoilers that she's teasing us. So I cannot wait to watch it. But here's a little bit of Christina Applegate talking about her time on Dead to Me.
It's been 9 years since you were actually on the show. I love it, Dead to Me. It is the best show. And this is the second season that just went up on Netflix. But the first season, if you haven't, you have to start from the beginning so you know what's going on. But explain to people what it's about.
The show is about two women who are going through trauma in their lives. And they meet in a grief group. And if you haven't watched the first season, I can't really tell you much more than that.
Well, that's good enough because it really, once you get into it and it goes in so many different places, and Liz, and I'll say this over and over again with everybody that is on that show, Liz was a writer on my show, on the talk show.
Aww.
And she was so funny and I hated to lose her, but she created this and it got bought and she left us. But she is such a talented girl, and I'm so proud of her, and I'm so happy for her that she has this success because it's a really smart, funny, clever show.
She's a smart, clever, funny woman, and that's why I did it.
Well, you made a good decision.
That's like when you met me, Ellen.
Yeah, almost. So reboots are popular right now. Do you think that Married with Children would come back?
I can't, especially with the Corona 15, I can't fit in those outfits ever again. Like that would
it's
literally-
It's amazing you were part of-
That dress right there would be a leg warmer on me right now. That's where we're at.
God, look how young Ed looks. I mean,
I
that of everyone. God, that was, how long ago was that?
30 years or something?
Oh. Crazy.
Oh,
wow.
We got to take a break.
Andy?
What?
I'm going to take a break.
That's what I said.
All
Please
right.
Take a break.
We're going to take a break.
Can we talk about the FedEx driver? Ed, tell him about the FedEx driver we had on our show.
Well, this is why I love this guy. So his name is Justin. He is a FedEx driver. So these guys and women who are FedEx drivers are, you know, they're like... they're putting themselves in harm's way to get stuff delivered. Like is the COVID-19 on packages? We don't really know enough about it yet to declare their jobs completely safe. And yet they're doing it. And this guy too. Now this guy has a daughter, Justin, who was born as a micro preemie. So super, super tiny little girl. And she was born. And so she's immunocompromised because she's still really young. And
yep.
He saw a sign on the door when he was delivering a package that led him to disinfect the package he was leaving before he walked off the porch.
Right.
That is not in their job description, to disinfect every box before they drop it
right.
off.
The sign said that there was a child living in that home who is immunocompromised.
And so he does this, and then he leaves. He expects nothing in return. He doesn't expect to... ever hear. I'm sure he had no sense that he'd ever hear anything about it again, except that the woman who who owned the home where he was dropping off the package had a Ring doorbell type thing, a security camera on the front of her house. And she saw him disinfecting that package. And she thought it was so sweet and thoughtful that this guy did that, that she posted it. And then the guy's, Justin's wife, saw it. And she posted it on her Instagram. And then we got a hold of it and we wanted to meet him. Just like a really sweet guy who wasn't attempting to go. In fact, he asked his wife not to post it on her social media because he just is like, this is what I do. You know, this is just, yep, this is just what I do. And it's not what everyone does. It was a small but very significant act. And then Ellen surprised them on the Zoom. Like they didn't know it was going to be her they were Zooming with. And it was just so, the whole thing was just super sweet. And they have a couple of kids and they, you know, they could use, like a lot of us, a little boost. And so Ellen rocked his world. Well, the irony was we were FedExing him a $20,000 debit card from Green Dot, and it ended up going to his grandmother's house.
Hilarious.
So, but Ellen had a backup one in her home where we're doing the show. And I don't know. I'm not describing it as sweet as it is. You got to listen to it. So take a listen.
Justin, tell everyone what exactly happened. You go to the house, you're doing your job, you're going to deliver a package, and what happened?
As I approached the door, I seen a big red stop sign on the note, and it alerted me that someone inside was high risk. And immediately, I thought about my daughter, Nova, who's actually micro-preemie, and who was born like a little over 1 pound.
Yeah, and just having a high-risk child of our own, he was basically doing what he does on a day-to-day basis. You know, they just caught it on camera this time.
Right.
What a sweet guy, Justin. So now, and it turns out you're friends with those people, that you've become friends almost like
family. Carrie and Emma and their family are amazing. Like, we talk every day.
That's so sweet. You wouldn't have gotten to know these people if we weren't in this kind of situation. Right. So to make new friends because of this horrible situation we're in is pretty special. Justin, it's your turn to receive a package. So what I want you to do is I want you to go to your porch and go get the box that's there, but don't open it.
Sorry.
You have the box?
No. What ended up happening was...
We have a forwarding address, so when we're not at the apartment, it goes to my grandmother's house.
Uh-oh, well, your grandmother is in for a big treat.
Oh, no. We're going to go call her now.
It would have been more fun for you to open the box,
right?
But what is in the box? It's $20,000.
Whoa!
What?
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 The unlimited bank account from Green Dot Bank is all about helping people save for the future. They want you to put some cash back in your pocket. So they're giving you $20,000. It's at your grandmother's house right now.
Ellen,
I
told you to use FedEx.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
I mean, come on.
I know. I love it. Such a sweet guy.
It's just like, the point is there's goodness in this world. Like, it seems like a really dark time. Everybody, you know, everybody's chosen a side politically and people are, you know, protesting, open up the country and all this different stuff. And this guy's just going about his business, trying to be a decent guy. And it just is so, we love stories like that.
We sure do.
So we had a backup debit card there because even though there was a timing thing that was happening. We do, if you watch our show over the years, we can execute things with like exquisite timing. We do a lot of stuff that's based on timing, but none of us are in the same location right now. So we were just a little paranoid that we were gonna FedEx this thing and it wasn't gonna get there. Or, you know, he has an immunocompromised daughter. What if he wanted to disinfect it before he brought it in the house? And we just weren't 100% sure it was gonna go the way we wanted it to go. So we brought it back up there just to be safe. And by we, I really mean Andy Zener, who's just a rock star.
And me. I mean, me too.
And you. And the producer, and the producer, Cara Hogan, who wanted to make sure that everything was taken care of.
And so
supervised.
And so when it became clear that he was not coming back with the package that we sent to him, Andy Zener went scrambling to get the backup one.
Check.
And it was just great. It was just really cool.
Funny.
Just a great segment, I thought.
Yeah.
I love doing stuff like that. And we're going to do more.
I'm so glad we had this time. No, not yet.
And by the way, if you do watch the show, and you probably do if you're listening to this, our plan is to do everything we can in the remaining, you know, month and a half of our season to honor people like that who are trying to make it a little bit easier for people who are going through this.
Yeah, we sure are. And we got to interview an ER doctor from Washington State who ended up coming down with COVID-19 as he had been treating people with COVID-19 and was at the hospital where the first case in the United States had occurred. And it was such, you know, they always say how doctors are the worst patients. And he was sort of working through not feeling great, just thinking he just wasn't feeling great. And a coworker called his then fiance and said, you know, I'm worried. The doctor's name was Ryan Padgett. He goes, I'm worried about Ryan. Keep an eye on him. And the fiance decided that he wasn't doing great and should go to the hospital, and took him to the hospital. And 8 hours later, he was on a ventilator fighting for his life. And there was an article, I believe it was in the New York Times, talking about sort of the extraordinary methods that they did to try to figure out how to help this guy. He's just like your average guy. He's just like your average guy doctor who is going off to work every day, taking care of people. And he got this thing. And they ended up giving him an experimental drug that ended up saving his life. And all he can do now is he just can't wait to get back to work so that he can help more patients.
True.
And he married his fiance. he recovered after, I think, 13 days on a ventilator. And one of the first things he was able to do was get married.
That's pretty sweet.
Seemed to make everybody really, really happy. But here's Ryan Padgett and his now wife talking to Ellen.
You are an ER doctor. You're exposed to all kinds of things. And you were kind of like, I'm not going to acknowledge this. I'm not going to pay attention to this. I'm not sick. When did you realize, oh, I'm sick?
So the first couple of days, just mild headache. And then, you know, you started having fevers and a dry cough. And you realized something was happening.
So you're dealing with that. And then Connie, you weren't there, right? So what did the doctors tell you?
When he got admitted Thursday night, they said, do you want to say your last goodbyes? And I'm like, what do you mean? And I didn't realize I couldn't stay with him. I didn't realize, you know, the hospitals didn't allow visitors. And so I actually went home. And then about 5:41 in the morning on Friday, I got the call that said he was going on the ventilator. And so the reality was hitting, and it was very terrifying.
Yeah, I can't imagine, because it's so helpless that you can't be there. I mean, his family was, you know, the doctors and nurses that were there. They were the ones, and they want to say hello.
Oh my gosh! Hey! Oh my gosh, I love it.
Hi, everybody. Thank all of you. I mean, we all know that people are struggling. Everybody on the front line is trying to get the PPE equipment. So Shutterfly cares about supporting doctors and nurses. They're going to make a $20,000 donation in your name to get USPPE.org.
I'm so glad we had this time. That's all I got.
Wow.
Oh, guys, I hope you all have a great weekend.
Awesome.
I'm wishing you all a happy, happy weekend.
Thanks, Andy.
And hopefully all of you are safe and healthy and aren't being personally affected by anyone having COVID-19. And if you do, we send so much love your way.
Yeah. And if you're, if you are struggling with this, we send you strength. And if your family is struggling with it, we are sending our love and our strength to everybody. As this is, it's hard going through this time if you're healthy. We hope everybody is able to be employed and gets to work. And if there's someone who's sick, well, then I just can't imagine how hard that must be to be going through all of this. So we're sending.
If this podcast made it harder, we're especially sorry.
It's possible. It's possible we did. But this weekend's Mother's Day, is it not?
Yeah. That's right. Get your cards in the mail today. Order your flowers.
So happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there.
Couldn't have said it better
happy
myself,
Mother's
Mary.
Mother's Day to you, Mary.
Why, thank you, Kevin.
You're an excellent mom to your beautiful girls, and what a great example they have.
May you thank be blessed. You.
Couldn't agree more.
Thank you, thank you.
Happy Mother's Day, Mommy.
Oh, all right.
That's she very sweet.
She doesn't listen, but still.
Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify. I don't care where you listen. Just make sure you listen. And don't forget to watch Ellen Weekdays for even more Ellen fun.
Hi, Portia.
Bye, Portia.
It's like I win every time.
No.
All I know is although that... Kevin had, no, no, Kevin dedicated no. His Mother's Day weekend to Portia. Yeah.
You did miss a chunk of the podcast, Andy.
Yeah.
But now I'm realizing this Kool-Aid ain't for me. It's cool cause all my dreams are more than